from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Ben and Skin Show at Tinder and Frisco. Get on out here. Best barbecue, bar none, baby. Yeah, folks are nodding their head in approval as they walk by out here. This is on Preston Road, north of 121. It is on the east side of the street, and it is incredible. We've all just shoved delicious tender in our mouths during the breaks. We're all very satisfied. A lot of the Tolos that have come out are very happy as well. You can always text into the show on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. I mean, there's always so much gold rolling in here, guys. For example, this guy said, I bet I can beat both Ben and Skin up at the same time. I bet you can too, buddy. I bet you can too. And then also a lot of people said that Jerry was talking about 20 million viewers on Sunday Night Football. Which several people have texted that in.
Yeah.
The number 22 million, according to three or four different texts. So, yeah, by all means, you can always text into the show the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053. We'll get into some of Broadus's observations about this defense in the next segment. But, KT, there's nothing more fun than audio from Mike Leach.
Yeah, Mike Leach was at it again. Now, I think what he's saying here in this press conference yesterday, it's a three-parter right here. I've got three clips.
Okay.
And he's talking about college head coaches maybe covering their mouths so you can't lip-read what they say on TV, whether it be calling plays or just – you know, cursing or whatever it is. And he says that they should invest in football veils. Here's part one of a three like veils, like a wedding veil, yes. You know, to cover your face.
Okay, so hold on a second. So he's talking about, like the bride has, it's almost like a mosquito net.
Yes.
A decorative mosquito net, yes, over her face, and she can still see out, but it's through this white haze of the...
Yes.
All right. So he thinks that reading coaches' mouths and reading their lips is actually a problem?
He thinks it's very much a problem. Now, again, cut one is going to set you up. It gets weirder as it goes on. But here's kind of his base. This is kind of what he was, his core here.
And I get a kick out of it. But these same people that are covering their mouth up all the time, you know, like there's lip readers. Because, you know, there's this... You know, America's always been this huge bastion of lip readers. You know, I mean, starting from kindergarten in some parts of this country, children are raised to read lips. So that's why it's so necessary for coaches to constantly take their game plan or their script and cover up their mouth so you can't read their lips, thereby quickly telling the signal caller on, say, your defense, what you read that their lips said, deciphering it, discovering what play it's going to be, aligning your defense accordingly so they can stuff that play and get after the offense and do all of that. Well, and maybe substitute so it's even more beneficial to you, and do all of that in 20 seconds. But, you know, that's the world we live in. As there's, you know, there's... Everybody can read lips nowadays, and so they just adjust their defense or their offense around what they see you saying. So, you know, what they ought to do is just give these guys mouth covers. I ought to invent this. We ought to go together on this since you thought it up. But instead of like a Zorro mask that covers your eyes, we're going to just have one that covers the mouth, you see. And we could sell it to football coaches everywhere. You could have a deal where it kind of attaches on your ears, you know, kind of like eyeglasses, and hangs like right here like a veil. Not as exotic. We'd make it a little more studly and masculine. And it hangs like a veil because we don't want them to look like a belly dancer per se, but it looks like a veil. It hangs right here. And so then they don't have to constantly hold up their script. And then on that rare occasion they forget to hold up their script, oh, my gosh, I forgot to hold up my script. They know everything we're going to do. And but we'll just have that veil right there, you see. And well, then you can talk to your heart's content. And then we could literally put these lip readers out of business, you see.
Okay. He is a genius.
He's actually right. But
this is absurd. He is going down the most absurd path possible because he thinks it's stupid that people are doing this in the first place.
He's kidding.
He famously has an offense, though, that has like 15 plays, and they just go 14 right, and they just call it.
You realize he's just effing with
people. Oh, yeah, he's taking shots at all these other coaches, though. That's my favorite thing is he will take shots at every other coach, and I think that's kind of what he's doing. He's saying, you guys are all doing that. He goes, I don't need this big play sheet. I just call a number out, and we do it, and you throw it to where the open guy is. So I think it's pretty awesome. Now, he then goes into how should we color these veils? If you're going to have these veils, what color should they be?
But that's what I think we ought to do. We ought to have some football veils. And I don't believe they can execute and respond that quickly. And that's reinforced every year that we have spring football and just call plays and go ahead and run our offense. They run their defense. And then it's further reinforced every time we start camp, okay? But that being a concern, we need to get on the – we got 2 days to get one of those veils. And we could logo them up a little bit, you know, even something like favorite cartoon characters. We could even draw a mouth on there. We could, and I'll tell you this, those that are kind of into fashion, we could have a flesh-colored veil that, you know, has lips and teeth on it, but they just don't really move, you know. That's what I say. I think that'd be a brilliant idea.
Okay, so are you pulling this off the internet? Like, is this like a video conference that you think?
This is at his press conference.
No, I know, but my question is, I would assume there's at least 5 or 6 people there, right?
Oh, there's a bunch, yeah. There's probably 10 reporters
there. And none of these people are laughing at this?
Well, one guy asked the question. There's one guy who kind of, it's what he's saying, we could go into business. It was the one reporter.
Right.
I think his name's Lawson or something.
Dude, I don't know how you could be sitting in this room and not laughing at this.
Right. I don't understand. Is it just they're scared because they're on the college level or they don't know? Or they think he's serious or they think he's crazy?
He's
a genius. Yes. That is hilarious.
He's
doing stand-up comedy.
I think they're hypnotized. I think he had rocked him to sleep because if you got to think about it, what's surrounding this is 10 to 15 questions of football.
What was the first question?
He pitched the idea of somehow covering their mouth. It was the reporter who did it because he was giving him credit. Because I saw it from some other girl, and she goes, I need to give credit for his name's, we'll just say his name's Gavin Lawson. And he goes, we need to give him credit because he's the one who asked the question.
But did he just ask the question about why guys are covering their mouths when they're doing plays?
I guess so. But I think maybe he knows that he can get one goofy question into Leach each week.
Right. You know he's going to, I mean, dude, it doesn't take much to wind him up. Just give him some topic and let him just start going to town.
But it's probably like for those reporters who they're on the clock, you know, when they're like at his press conference, it's probably annoying to them. Much like in that story where his quarterback meetings are like, God, don't ask a question. Can we just get out of here? Because once he starts going, he doesn't stop.
I would pay to go to those.
For those people working there, they're probably like, God, can this just end? I'd like to go see my family tonight.
Dude, Ben and I forgot to tell you guys this. When we went into the Berkner Hall of Fame, there was a guy who played line in the league. And he told a story about going to Texas Tech on a recruiting trip and then coming back and going, man, that guy only talked about his Pirates. I am not going to Texas Tech. He went on his recruiting trip and all Leach talked about was Pirates, and he was so confused he didn't want to go to Tech.
Now, do y'all want to hear him take some more shots at, let's say, a conference rival, like, I don't know, Oregon?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Pop a Nike logo on there, too.
Could stick a logo on there. Oh, yeah, no, there'd be swooshes on those ones. In Oregon, they'd have swooshes on theirs. And, you know, here, maybe we could get some cool cougar teeth, you know, a little bit of nose, some whiskers, you know, it'd be great.
So good.
It'd be great. God, he is a treasure.
He's fun. He's a lot of fun.
We should have him on every week.
I agree.
So we need to book Torrey Hunter every week and Coach Leach every week now.
Daily,
yeah.
Yep.
We wouldn't go to break on time, though, because it's hard to get him to stop. I got a text message I'd like to read for you guys.
Text messages.
The 214, this guy says, for two guys that started at the bottom, worked real hard to move across the bottom, and ended up at the bottom, y'all turned my wife into a tolo.
Boom.
She drove my car and didn't turn the dial, and she laughed the whole time she was in the car. I can finally not have to fight with her to turn the station.
All right. I love it. Thank you.
I've been a fan for a long time. Love the content.
Love turning her out.
Yeah. Turn her on and out. And the thing is this. I've always said, nobody has ever come up to us in our – I guess we've been doing radio now for almost 20 years. Nobody's ever come up to us and said, man, I love your show. That sports opinion you gave me has me hooked.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't work that way.
Tolo.
It's the opportunity to bond and connect with you guys and to make your day a little bit better by having you laugh. That's what it's all about. So she gets it. You get it. Thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate it.
I want everyone to come out to Fanniversary on Saturday at Texas Live from 12 to 4. But I really don't want to get any sports fights with anyone. I just kind of want to, you know, hang out.
Oh, I do.
Let's talk about life. What's going on? You know, it's that type of thing. And we can talk Cowboys and we can talk sports and all that stuff a little bit if we want. But I'm not trying to sports fight with you. We're just here to hang out. That's what we're doing. So 12 to 4 Saturday at Texas Live.
Save your sports fights for Shippy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.